Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Nudel Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we're led in prayer by Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, humbling ourselves before you, Lord, asking for mercy and for forgiveness. Oh, God, while we're praying, search our hearts, Lord, and be merciful unto us. Lay your hand upon us. Touch our minds, Lord. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to move in a mighty way while we are going forth on this broadcast tonight. Let every listener receive a blessing, O God. Whatever they are standing in need of, you know about it, Lord. And we pray, God, that you will grant it unto them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, send your anointing and destroy the yokes of bondage. Lord, bind Satan on every side. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes. We're calling on you tonight, Lord, because we need you to stop by here. We need your help yes. tonight, Lord God. We need to hear from you, O Lord Jesus. And we are asking you, O God, to order our steps and to keep us in your will. In the name yes, of Lord. Jesus, Lord, strengthen us where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down. Lord God, work on us, Lord Jesus. Yes. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, take control right now and lead, guide, and direct us in the way you have us to go. Help us, Lord, to humbly follow after you. Oh, Lord God, to submit unto your will and to your way. Oh, God, help us to turn from our own understanding and to lean and depend on you, Lord Jesus. Lord, give us spiritual insight. Give us direction, Lord, while we're down here. Teach us how to do your will, O God. But we want to do the work that you've assigned unto us. But we need your help, Lord. We need your guidance, O God. We need you, Lord, to instruct us. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray, God, that you will bless during this broadcast tonight in a mighty way, Lord, and let your word go out. Let it reach every listener. Lord, let it touch hearts and minds. Lord God, those who don't know you, Lord, open up their understanding and reveal yourself unto them. Lord, be merciful and forgive sins tonight. Blot out transgressions in the name of Jesus. Save souls all around the world. And, Lord, we ask you, God, for healing tonight. You will touch, Lord, heal, make whole, my God, and deliver. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, oh, God, for the Pauldo family, asking you to give comfort and yes. consolation, Lord, to the whole family, the extended family. All family members, oh, God, be with them and be close to them right now, God. Uphold them. Carry them through this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, be merciful, Lord, and all the bereaved families, oh, God, and all of those who are on the prayer list tonight. We are asking you to bless them, oh, God, with the blessing that they stand in need of. Lord, ever have your way and let your holy will be done, Lord. We ask you to bless this ministry and this broadcast, oh, God. Move in mighty ways, oh, God. Let the glory of God be revealed. Let the power of God be manifest in the name of Jesus. We believe it, Lord, and we count it as done. And we thank you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you for just listening to our prayers, oh God, and coming to see about us. We thank you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. We praise you, oh God, and we magnify your holy name. Not our will, but thy holy will be done. We bring everything to you, Lord, and we lay it down before you. We believe, oh God, that everything is already worked out, Lord. The door is already open and the way is made. Hallelujah. And we praise your name. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank the Lord for that opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to read the opening scripture, and I'm going to read the 150th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 6. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. We thank the Lord for the reading of the 150th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 6. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Shell and that prayer being prayed by Evangelist Hameen. And thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Nebel Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You can also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Nebel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService. Title I School. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. Prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center, Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. And added to the prayer list is Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, as well as A.B., that God would take the taste of alcohol from her, Katrina Jones, that God would heal her from cancer, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Linda Paldo, Titus Edmond Sr., Muhammad Hamid in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Colbreth, in the bereaved Colbreth family, the bereaved Thompson family, the bereaved Edmond family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the Lyons Capoletti family, bereaved Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and pray for those that are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. So I am going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Nebel Edmond. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for every one of you that have tuned in to this broadcast. You're listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast. At this time, I want to ask that Evangelist Cynthia, if she would give us a song selection if she's here on the line. Praise God. We know that God, and we ought to offer up songs and praises to the name of the Lord, worshiping him and giving him praise for the mercies and the great things that he has done for us. So at this time, I'm going to ask her to come forth and give us a song selection. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I love him. That's why our hearts are filled with praise. We thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And now at this time, we're going to have a word of prayer and then the Word of God, a pre-recorded message that was preached back in the 90s. So at this time, we're going to hear a word of prayer coming through the late Evangelist Melinda Edmond. And then afterwards, the next voice you will hear would be that of Evangelist Maybel Edmond. Praise the Lord.
Everyone, and we're going to go and have a word of prayer at this time. Whatever it is you need, remember God's got it, and he is the answer. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh my God, we thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for your mercy, Lord Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for staying the hand of death, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I'm so grateful tonight, Lord. I thank you, my Father. Oh God, I thank you for Evangelist Edmond, Lord. I thank you for how you touched and healed the body, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, look upon your people, Lord. Look on your people out there in radio land, Lord. We want you to send our word, Lord. Yes, send out in order, Jesus. Oh God, move by that spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we want you to touch each and every listener, Lord. Oh God, grant their petition, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you know all about them, Lord. You know all about their needs, my God. I pray, God, that you would work it out for them, Lord. Move in their behalf, Lord. Save the unsaved, Lord. Sit on deliverance, Lord. Set the captive free, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, save, Lord. We want you to save, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let your will be done. Have thine eternal way. Look on those Lord God, we want your will to be done. Yes. Have thine eternal way. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At this time, we want to give it over into the hands of Evangelist Mayette.
God bless you up here in Radio Land. I'm happy to be back with you once again. And I'd like to especially all of you out here in Radio Land who have prayed for me in my absence and in my affliction. I'd like to thank Minister Johnson for standing in for me at my time of affliction. I tell you, God has got a way. That is mighty sweet. I tell you, I've been through something, but I thank God Almighty for taking me through. I sustained a fall and a broken ankle, and broken in two places. But God Almighty has blessed me and enabled me to get up and walk again. And you know, it's a blessing to be able to walk and have your activity of your limbs. I tell you, God has been good. And I thank God for all that he has done for me, for how the Lord has blessed. And we thank God for every one of you who sent donations to the radio broadcast, even in my absence. I thank God for every one of you that has been praying for the word of God and for this radio broadcast. At this time, we're going to go into the word of God. We're going to go to the book of Exodus, about the 14th chapter and beginning the 13th verse. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will shew you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever.
Come on now.
I'm going to leave a thought with you. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. In these trying times where Satan is moving up and down in the earth, he's gone to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. I tell you, God has got a way that is mighty sweet. God always have a way to deliver his people. Sometimes we're tried and tempted on every hand. Sometimes we are afflicted in our bodies. But when we remember God and what he said in his word, it gives us strength to hold on and go through. I see the children of Israel in the land of Egypt, down in the land of bondage. They were in bondage, and they wanted to be free. And God made a way that they could be free. He opened up a door and made the way out of no way. I see Moses when he came before God, and he began to pray unto the Lord. And God spoke to Moses and said, Moses, what's that that you have in your hand? And Moses said, it's only a rod. But God spoke to Moses and told him to step down the rod. When they got down to the Red Sea, there was no way to get across. But God told Moses to stretch out his rod. Moses stuck out the rod, and the sea was opened up, and the children of Israel was able to go through. I tell you, God is able. He's a deliverer. He's a mighty deliverer. In these last and evil times, if I were to stand unto you, I would say, stand still. Stand still. Stand still. See the salvation of God. Don't worry. And don't fret. Don't worry about what Satan is doing. Just stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord. I believe the word stand means to maintain, to be unchanged, to stand upright. Don't change from your position. Don't
Praise God, praise God. Thank the Lord. Thank God. We can stand and see the salvation of the Lord. I tell you, I feel the presence of the Lord from that message. God is a good God. He's able to make the way. And you out there in radio land, whatever it is you need tonight, God can do it. Just stand on the word of God. Take God at his word. Try him and see if he be God. Glory to God. He'll make a way for you. He'll open up a door. He'll fix the situation. I don't care whether it's in your home or in a job, wherever. God can fix that situation that you're going through. Praise the Lord. We're going to open the doors of salvation to allow you a chance to get your deliverance, whatever it is that you need from God. God has it, and you can get it today. Praise God. Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Eternal God and our Father, we thank you today for your goodness, for your mercy, and for all that you have for us. We thank you for the precious word of God. We pray that you stretch forth your mighty hand. Look on every soul, every believer, every soul that is weak and needs strength. We pray that you touch them right now. Give strength to them that are weak and heal them that are sick and deliver them that are bound. And for readiness, we pray that you step forth your hand right now, Lord. Touch them and give them strength. Help them to overcome. Help them, oh Lord, to take you at your word, to believe on you as the scripture has said, that they might receive their deliverance. We know that thou art a burden bearer. We know that you care for us. We know that you're able today. We pray that you touch right now, Lord, encourage some soul, them that are weak, encourage their hearts and give them strength, oh Lord. Help them to accept your word. Help them to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Help them not to fret, oh my God, to do evil in any wise, but help them to take you at your word, to believe you. Oh my God, we pray that you deliver, that you forgive sins, and that you blot out of transgressions. Oh my God, save to the utmost, fill with the Holy Ghost, convert some soul, change their mind, help them to turn from their evil way, help them to give their life to you, help them to call upon the name of the Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. Your word is true, and we are dependent on the word of God. Oh my God. We pray that you continue to bless in a special way. Bless this broadcast. Help us, oh Lord, to do the will of God, to speak your words. Help us, oh Lord. We want to please you in every way, and we want your will to be done. We pray that you look on the bereaved part of the family. Continue to touch them, oh Lord. Bless, oh Lord, strengthen them. Let them know that you care about them. Let them know, Lord, that you're concerned and you're concerned about their situation. Help them, oh Lord, to give their lives to you. Help them to turn from their old ways. Help them to seek your faith and call upon the name of the Lord. Have mercy today, oh Lord. I pray that through this that you save somebody. Give them a mind to Lord, to change their way, to go from the way they were going, to turn around and give their life unto you. In the name of Jesus, we believe it today. We take you at your word. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this precious word of God. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the soul.
Thank you.
We thank you, oh Lord. We give you praise today. Thou art so worthy. Your name is worthy to be praised. And we thank you, oh Lord. Help us today, Lord. Help us to cry out unto you. Help us to seek your face and to draw nigh unto you. We realize that the time is running out. We realize that now, oh my God, that the
Jesus. And Lord, we pray that you look on everyone that is on under the sound of my voice, that you will touch them, O Lord. Deliver them, O Lord. Change, give strength, heal, encourage, O Lord. Fix the situation. We know you can do it today. And we take you at your word today. We thank you for every soul that is on this broadcast. We pray that you continue to bless them and encourage them to do your will even the more. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today for this prayer. We thank you for all that you've done for us, how you blessed us, how you strengthened us and encouraged us. And we're willing to go further with the Lord. We pray that you go with us and stand by us, and we'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the prayer, for the word of God. And we hope that someone has received the word of God, has received strength through this word. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to have remarks from our ministers or anyone who would like to call in and have something to say regarding the word of God or a testimony. If the Lord has done something for you, you can call in at 945-218-0218. And the access code is 5847681. We're going to open up the floor. Evangelists and ministers can have remarks at this time.
Praise the Lord. If it's okay with Evangelist May, I just got a text from Brother Nehemiah. We're going to pray a special prayer for him.
Yes, yes.
Father, we come to the name of thy Son, Jesus, my God. Mm-hmm. Oh, Father, we know that you're able, Lord. Oh, my God, look on Brother Near, my God. Touch him right now, God. In the name of Jesus, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord. I know you're able, Lord. Touch him while we're praying right now, Lord. Touch his body, my God. Oh, Father, I know you're able, Lord. Raise him up, my God. In the name of Jesus, heal, Lord Jesus. You are a healer, my God. You able to heal him tonight, God, while we're praying, Lord. Do it right now, Lord, according to your will, Lord. In your name, my God, you said that we can ask anything. In your name, Lord, you said you would do it, my God. We believe you tonight, Lord. We're taking you at your word, my God. We're coming to you in faith, Lord, knowing that you are a healer, God. You said you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with your stripes we're healed, God. I believe your word tonight. Yes, Lord, I believe your word tonight, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Taking you at your word, God. We're standing on your word tonight, Lord. We know that you're able, God. We know that you can do it, Lord. Touch him right now, Lord. Right now, my God, let us feel your presence, Lord. Heal, Lord Jesus. I know you're able, God. Give him strength in his body, Lord. In the name of Jesus, work it out, my God. I know you're able, God. Oh, my God, we praise you right now, God. We thank you for the miracle already, Lord. We thank you, my Holy Lord. We believe you. My God, and we count it done tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you right now, my God. We lift our holy name, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you right now, Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yes,
praise God. Thank God for the beautiful message that came tonight. Amen. The word of God is saying it won't change. It's not going to change. Amen. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Just stand right there and watch him work. Sometimes you have to mark time, but mark time and watch him work. Hallelujah, because sooner or later, he'll come to our rescue. He'll work it out in our favor. He'll send a Moses
to us and tell old fellow to let us go. Let my people go that they may serve me, that they may do my will, that they may live for me. Hallelujah. God's got a way and is mighty sweet. The word came today. Say, casting all of your care upon him, for he cares for you. God cares for us tonight. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what the devil says. God cares. He proved his love when he sent his son Jesus to die on Calvary. He hung there from the sixth to the ninth hour. He dropped his head to the locks of his shoulder, and he said, Father, it is finished. Hallelujah. The work is already done. All we have to do is walk into our miracle, walk into our blessing, walk into your healing, walk into your strength tonight. Just do it by faith and believe God tonight, because God is real. Oh, my God, ain't nothing great about him, but he's real, real, real. Hallelujah. So many people doubt him, but I can't live without him, because he's real. I tell you, I thank God for the word. I'm standing still, and I'm seeing the salvation of the Lord. I might not see it right now, but by faith, I believe I see it. Amen, and I will see it. Hallelujah. Pray my strength in the Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for that powerful message. Thank prayer, and I believe God. I thank God for this word that came tonight. Oh, we just have to stand still and see God work.
Yes.
Memphis was so anointed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I can feel God's presence.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All we have to do is just wait and just let God work. Let him do the work. Don't try to do anything on our own. Don't try to run ahead. Don't try to do this or that. Just stand still and let God work. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We want to see. We want to see that salvation. We want to see that deliverance. We want to see the way being made. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. And ain't no need of waiting. We might as well shout now.
Yes.
Like the song says, don't wait till the battle is over. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
we have the victory. We have the victory. In the name of Jesus. And I believe it tonight. Oh,
amen.
Praise God. Keep on preaching the word of God in Andrew's name.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Amen. And thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell, encouraging us to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. When it looks like things are happening all around us and we need to do something to change our situation, we can stand still and see the Lord's salvation. And like Vanna Cynthia said, and this was, I was thinking while she was preaching, watch him work. Watch him work it out for us. She's preaching. I can't even, that's it. I can't even, she preached. You all preached. I enjoyed it. Vanna Maybell, be encouraged.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the comments, for the remarks, and for the exhortations. I tell you, the Lord is real. Glory to God. You can feel the presence of the Lord from the word of God. I tell you, and he take over. You go ahead on and preach. You go ahead on and say whatever God gives you to say. You let him have his way, because that is what this broadcast is all about, and that's what we want. We want the Lord to have his way, because we want somebody to be touched, somebody to be blessed, somebody to be healed and delivered. Glory to God. And if we just stand still and not try to fight our own battle, not try to fix it and work it out ourselves, if we just stand still and let the Lord do it, he will do it. He'll bring us out. He'll give us that salvation. And praise God, that salvation is complete and free deliverance. God will do it. Glory to God. He'll heal you. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care what the doctors say. I heard the psalmist when he said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. And the children of Israel, they cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard their cry.
salvation of the Lord, the deliverance that comes from the Lord. I just thank God for this word on tonight. My soul is encouraged even the more. I thank God for the word on today, for this word tonight, and I feel like going a little further with the Lord. And we hope that somebody out there in Radio Land feels more like serving the Lord, feels more like giving your life to the Lord, feels more like letting go of the things that are not of God. I pray that you will give it all to the Lord and just leave it there and let him work it out. Just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for each of our evangelists. We thank God for each of you that tuned in tonight. All of you that are on this broadcast, we want to encourage you. Lift up your head. Look to the Lord. He is our help, a very present help in trouble. Trouble is all around us. The Bible said, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. The trouble is here, but the Lord is on our side. He will take us through. He'll be right there in the trouble with us. We just have to take God at his word and believe him and just look to him, and he will work everything out. Glory to God. I thank God. I feel much encouraged tonight. Let us remember to pray for the entire Paulgo family, that the Lord will take them through this time of bereavement. We know God can do it. And this generation is gone. And now we're in this new generation. We must go on and serve the Lord. Praise God. We thank the Lord for all things. If that is all, we don't want to prolong the time, but if anyone else has anything to say, if not, we thank God for each of you once again, and we look forward to being back here on Tuesday night, oldies but goodies in the gospel. Praise the Lord. We say God bless you. We love you, and good night.